The fall of one of the 21st century's athletic icons will take center stage at the Carey Institute for Global Good tonight at 7 with the Alex Gibney-directed documentary, The Armstrong Lie. The film features unprecedented access to Armstrong himself and many of his former teammates. Carey Institute President Carol Ash.
Cycling has become a greater and greater part of people's regimen upstate since we have great rolling hills. And I think as more people understand the need of aerobic exercise for their health and well-being, cycling is one of the activities that is top on people's minds. We have in this community a person by the name of Tyler Wren, who is a professional cyclist, who had the idea of beginning our first ever Rensselaerville Cycling Festival, which will be held in September.
Tyler Wren has been a professional cyclist since 2002. He offers a few tips for listeners who may wish to take up cycling this year.
I think one of the hardest things for people is getting out the door for that first time and the weather's warm again. But once you get some air in your tires, it's important to ride consistently. Just ride to work, ride to the gym, ride to the grocery store, ride when you're out running errands. Once you start riding consistently like that, you'll start to feel better. You'll start to feel more energized. You'll start to crave healthier foods and then feel even better when you start eating more healthily. So that's things that we're trying to do with the Rensselaerville Cycling Festival is to give something that a lot of we have is something that a lot of people can aspire to, that a lot of people can accomplish. And we also have an 84-mile option for the very serious cycling enthusiast and a few options in between. We also have kids events, a kids ride, and a kids lesson on bicycle safety at the Rensselaerville Cycling Festival. So the mission of the Rensselaerville Cycling Festival is twofold. Firstly, we aim to showcase the Rensselaerville area, its organizations, its vendors, its farmers, its beer brewers, its beautiful scenic roads to the cycling community. And then secondly, we aim to showcase the health and wellness benefits of cycling to the capital region.
Following the film, an all-star panel, including Wren, Betsy Andrew, the wife of former Armstrong teammate Frankie Andrew, and professional cycling expert John Eustace, will discuss the impact of Lance Armstrong's doping and its effect on the world of professional cycling and competitive sports. Doors open at 6:30 p.m., and there's more at wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.